Thank you for calling Arch for Housing Assistance. To help determine the best program for your needs, I have a short assessment to complete. Are you homeless in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on rent?
I'm homeless and need housing assistance.
All right, let's see. All right there. Let's get the application pulled up here real quick.
Okay.
And ma'am, would you spell your first name, please?
A-N-J-E-L-I-C-A.
All righty. And would you spell your last name?
D-A-N-K-I-N-S.
All right. And the type of service that's being requested, is it prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
More like emergency shelter.
Okay. And can I get your phone number?
Yes, 334-759-4308.
All righty. And let's see here. Can you give us your Social Security number?
Mm-hmm. 4-2-2-3-1-1-3-8-7.
Okay. And ma'am, are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, sir.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
2-12-1989.
And what is your gender?
Female.
All right. And what is your primary race?
Black.
Okay. And what is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic, Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. What's your zip code?
36801.
And what city is that, ma'am?
Opelika, Alabama. 36801. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's Lee County, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Lee County.
Okay. Okay, now, ma'am, are you homeless right now, like sleeping in a car or in outdoors?
Yes,
or
really,
okay.
Yes, it's really, really, really bad. I've been spending, you know, it's been days I woke up and didn't know whether I should go buy a room or, you know, try to feed me and my kids.
Right.
My mom actually just died last Sunday from cancer. It's really bad for me. But
I understand.
Bad,
yes.
You know, a lot of days I don't even know, you know, I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Sure,
you know,
I understand.
It's really, really bad.
Yes, ma'am. And now approximately when did you become homeless?
Back in August. I've really just been trying to, you know, maneuver, but as stuff started getting hectic, I started to lose things like my vehicle, my job, and all types of stuff like that. So
right.
I'm basically just down to nothing, and I've been trying to, you know, wanting to go to work, but I don't have transportation, and, you know, it's hard to work around other people's schedules.
Sure.
And it's just, you know, but I've been trying. It's done got so hard to the point where even when I lost my job, I didn't even go apply for unemployment because I just wanted to just go back and find me another job or whatever. But I've came to that conclusion where I'm trying to see if I can receive some type of unemployment or something because it's just bad. Like, I don't have money. I don't have, like, it's just bad. Like, I can't get a job because me and my kids we're not stable right now. You know,
right.
I'm hard with three kids and no vehicle. And then you want to go to work, but, you know, I have kids that are old enough to stay at home by themselves. But, I mean, we don't even have a place where, you know, they can be secured so that
right.
they can go to work. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's really bad. It's really bad.
Okay, I understand that. Now, ma'am, so you would be the head of the household, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how many adults would live there?
Just me and my three kids.
Okay, and the three kids are all juvenile, right? They're under 18?
Yes.
Okay, so one and three. Okay. And have you received a COVID vaccine?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you have a documented disability?
No, sir. I don't have any type of disability.
Okay. And what is your approximate monthly income?
Right now, I'm just getting my oldest son. His dad is deceased, so he worked a little bit before he died. So we get a Social Security check every month for $380.
Okay.
And as of right now, that's just my only income.
Okay. Now, ma'am, if you would, get a pen and a paper.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find one. I'm at my mom's house right now. We're getting ready to clean all of her stuff out.
Right.
The phone, trying to get out of the, you know, let everybody know that she's deceased and stuff. And it's just so hard. Oh, my God. I can't even find a pen in here. Let me see. Let me look in my purse real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God, I can't believe I can't find a pen. I can't even find a pen. Okay, could you just hold on for a minute? I'm about to go next door to my sister's house and see if she has one.
Okay.
All righty. I can't find any. I don't know where any of that is. And I don't even see one here. But hold on just a minute.
Okay.
It won't take me long.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
You got your one?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, ma'am. Now, your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. But if you do have any other questions, I want you to call 334-273-0668. And then select option 2.
Option 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And I want to thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. And you have a nice day today, ma'am.
All righty. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye now.
All righty.